Good morning. It's Monday, 26th of October. Our first reading today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 23, in which we read about the death of Athaliah and the beginning of the reign of Joash. I'm going to read to you from a book called The Divided Kingdom, written by Brother Philip Hind. I read, "For the first time since the reign of Jehoshaphat, the Levitical priesthood was again in the ascendant, and the temple services were once more functioning. But the temple itself was in a sorry state. The sons of Athaliah had used it as a quarry for stones wherewith to build the temple of Baal, and had appropriated all the treasures for the same purpose. Nothing seems to have been done for some years. It was the concern of Jehoiada that the house of David should once more be built up, and he proceeded to take wives for Joash, who bore him sons and daughters. It was after this that the king had the idea to repair the house of the Lord, and he called the priests and Levites to collect the temple tax, the half shekel, as appointed by Moses. It seems that the Levites were somewhat dilatory, or perhaps they regarded their collection as a contribution to their own needs. In any case, the money was slow in coming. Joash then ordered the preparation of the world's first collecting box. This was a chest placed at the gate of the temple into which the offerings were placed. The proceeds were committed to the workmen and the house was repaired, the surplus being devoted to the replacement of the sacred vessels. The daily and weekly burnt offerings were made, and the temple services observed, but only until the death of Jehoiada. His passing marked the end of another era. So long as he was alive, the king was willing to be influenced by him, but he still had the blood of Athaliah in his veins, so that, as soon as Jehoiada was dead, he was turned away to idols. The repentance of the nation was only skin deep. No doubt there was a reaction against the abominations of Athaliah, but 25 years or so is long enough for such to be forgotten, and the generation that had grown up since did not learn the lessons of the past. Jehoiada must have been a remarkable man. His great age, he was 130 years old when he died, means that he was born not long after the death of Solomon, or even earlier. He had seen all that had occurred in both kingdoms, and had been a faithful servant of God, maintaining his integrity in spite of all that happened. His son, Zechariah, himself a prophet, was among those who raised their voices in protest against the apostasy of the king. "Thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that he cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you." That's in chapter 24, which we shall read tomorrow. His plea was of no avail. At the commandment of the king, he was stoned to death in the very court of the temple where Joash himself had been crowned. Thus he was included in the roll of faithful martyrs, Abel to Zechariah, about whom we read in Matthew 23 and verse 35. At the end of the chapter in this book, Brother Hind writes this: "Three kings in succession, descended from Athaliah, were assassinated. Is this why the names of Ahaziah, Joash, and Amaziah find no place in Matthew's genealogy of our Lord?" As we reflect upon these individuals, we might consider that there are those whose names are recorded for good: Jehoiada, Zechariah. And there are those whose names are omitted for whatever reason: Ahaziah, Joash, Amaziah. And we pray that our names will be recorded for good in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for listening to me.